bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said, "Here I am, teaching you as the Eternal my God ordered me, the rules and regulations for what you are to do in the land you are entering to possess. Keep them, obey them, for that will prove your wisdom and intelligence to the nations when they hear all these rules. They will say, 'This great nation is indeed a wise, intelligent race.' For what great nation has a God so near to it as the Eternal our God is whenever we invoke him? What great nation has rules and regulations as just as this code that I am putting before you now? Only be careful, watch yourselves well, all through your life, lest you forget what you have seen for yourselves, and let it pass from your mind. Impart it to your children, and your children's children, the story of the day when you stood before the Eternal your God at Horeb, and the Eternal said to me, 'Gather the people round me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to reverence me all the days of their life on earth, and that they may instruct their children in reverence. The story of how you approached and stood below the mountain that flamed up to the very heart of heaven, shrouded in darkness, cloud and gloom, and how the Eternal spoke to you out of the flames. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no shape. It was only a voice. He made known to you his compact, the 10 commands which he ordered you to obey, writing them on 2 stone tablets. The Eternal then ordered me to teach you the rules and regulations to be followed in the land you are entering to possess. Now then, be careful. You saw no shape on the day when the Eternal spoke to you out of the flames at Horeb. Beware, then, of depraving yourselves by carving an idol in the shape of any statue, either male or female, or like any beast on earth, any bird that flies, any insect crawling on the ground, or any fish in the sea. Beware of looking up to the sky, and then as you see the whole host of heaven, the sun, the moon, and the stars, letting yourselves be allured to bend in worship of them. The Eternal your God has allotted them for worship to all nations under the broad sky, but the Eternal took you and lifted you from the iron furnace of Egypt to be a people for his own, as it is today. Besides, while the Eternal was angry with me on your account and swore that I was not to cross the Jordan nor to enter the fine country which the Eternal assigns you as your possession, but that I must die here instead of crossing the Jordan, you are to cross it and to take possession of that fine country. So be careful never to forget the compact that the Eternal your God has made with you. Never to carve an idol in the shape of anything forbidden by the Eternal your God. For the Eternal your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you produce children and children's children, if you lose your freshness in the land and deprave yourselves by carving an idol in the sight of the Eternal your God, and so vexing him, then here and now I call heaven and earth to witness against you, that you will soon be wiped out of the land which you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You shall not live long there. You shall be wiped out. The Eternal will scatter you among the nations. Few of you will be left among the nations where the Eternal exiles you, and there you will have to worship handmade gods, gods of wood and stone that neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Yet, if you seek the Eternal your God, you shall find him, provided that you seek him with all your mind and soul. When you are in anguish with all these woes upon you, in the end you shall come back to the Eternal your God and listen to his voice, For the Eternal your God is a merciful God. He will not let you go. He will not destroy you. He will not forget the compact he swore to your fathers. Ask the days of old, ere ever you were born, ask if anything as great has happened or been heard of, from one end of the world to the other, ever since the day that God made man upon earth. Did any nation ever hear the voice of a God speaking from fire, as you have heard, and remain alive? Has any God ever ventured to go and take a nation for himself out of another nation, by a series of tests, of signal acts, by war, by sheer strength and main force, with awful terrors, as you saw the Eternal your God do for you in Egypt? You had all this shown to you to teach you that the Eternal is God and God alone. He let you hear his voice out of heaven for discipline, and on earth he let you see his mighty fire. You heard his voice out of the flames. And because he loved your fathers and chose their descendants after them, because he brought you out of Egypt with his own presence and his mighty power, dispossessing nations greater and stronger than yourselves, that he might bring you in to let you have their land for your own, as it is today. Therefore, be sure of this. Remind yourselves that it is the Eternal who is God in heaven above and on earth below, the only God. You must obey his rules and orders, which I command you this day, that all may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may live long in the land which the Eternal your God assigns you. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Deuteronomy.